This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: what's at stake at Tuesday's WQCC hearing on hope and CCNS standing? The health of the Rio Grande watershed in the area of Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, is at stake. The protection of the 3,000-square-mile sole-source drinking water aquifer is at stake. LANL has contaminated it with hexavalent chromium, and the plume is migrating towards the Pueblo de San Ildefonso, the Rio Grande, and the Buckman Wells and Diversion Facility. Every drop of water is precious and must be free from contamination. Honor our Pueblo existence, hope, and CCNS work to ensure that every drop is protected. The NGOs have challenged the groundwater discharge permit for LANL's radioactive liquid waste treatment facility that handles, treats, and stores hazardous waste. The permit, called DP-1132, was issued under the New Mexico Water Quality Act. However, the New Mexico legislature excludes hazardous waste facilities from the Act's jurisdiction. The legislature understood that the very nature of hazardous waste requires additional regulation beyond what is covered by the Water Quality Act. They understood that the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, as implemented in New Mexico by the Hazardous Waste Act, was the correct law to address the operations of facilities such as the RLWTF. Examples of those operations include special regulation of the tanks that treat hazardous liquid wastes and the pipelines that transport the liquids, among many other precautionary regulations. HOPE and CCNS argued the correct regulatory structure for the RLWTF is the Hazardous Waste Act. The New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission, WQCC, is the state's water pollution control agency. Its next monthly meeting is Tuesday, May 9th, at which the standing of HOPE and CCNS to challenge DP-1132 will be heard. Please raise your voice, either in person or virtually, on or before Tuesday, May 9th, beginning at 9 a.m. in room 322 of the New Mexico State Capitol. CCNS has prepared sample public comments you can personalize and submit electronically. They are available at nuclearactive.org. How did we get here? In May 2022, the New Mexico Environment Department issued a groundwater discharge permit for the RLWTF under the Water Quality Act. In June, CCNS and HOPE requested a review of the permit by the WQCC. In March 2023, LANL challenged whether HOPE and CCNS have standing to request the permit review. In April, the WQCC's hearing officer recommended the commission deny standing to HOPE and CCNS. Lindsay A. Lovejoy Jr. represents HOPE and CCNS. We need your support. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and sample talking points and comment letters, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Listen to all of our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.